You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology, Amazon, Google, Apple. Just a few of the companies counting Quantic Executive MBA students and graduates among their workforce. Quantic's global network equips high-potential leaders with the tools to make an impact. Visit quantic.edu/wired to learn more.
Here's what you should know today. On Facebook, videos of people reporting disturbing side effects from the COVID vaccine have been viewed by millions. One video posted on the profile of Indiana resident Sean Skelton shows her shuddering on what looks like a hospital bed, an exhausted look on her face. Three other videos, all just a few seconds long, were posted by Louisiana-based Brant Griner and feature his mother, Angelia Gibson DeSalle, violently trembling and struggling to walk in a dimly lit hospital room. There's no evidence that the COVID vaccine is to blame, but on Facebook, the truth rarely matters. For days, the videos spread unchecked, racking up millions of views and tens of thousands of comments. Devoid of context and, even now, challenging to fact-check, their spread is the latest salvo in the struggle to debunk vaccine disinformation and misinformation. White nationalism is far worse than a disease. In 2020, Condoleezza Rice wrote, "Our country has a birth defect. Africans and Europeans came to this country together, but one group was in chains." Rice's analogy is among the more salient of the countless appealing but imperfect examples describing racism as a disorder or disease. Yet the analogy lacks some key features of how racist behavior, and especially white nationalism, works. Read more at Wired.com. And is it time for an emergency rollout of carbon-eating machines? The climate emergency demands that we dramatically and rapidly cut emissions. There's no substitute for that, full stop. But it also demands a technological revolution to reverse years of out-of-control emissions. One promising technique is known as direct air capture machines that scrub the atmosphere of CO2. Early versions of these facilities already exist. One firm called Carbon Engineering has been developing the technology for over a decade. Direct air capture facilities use giant fans to suck in air, which then passes over special plastic surfaces, where it reacts with a chemical solution that binds to the CO2. The air leaves the facility minus the carbon. But what might the wide-scale deployment of direct air capture look like? Go to Wired.com to learn more. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.